Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English, this is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora, 欢迎大家收听早安英文。Jane, what was your dream when you were a child? 就是你小时候的梦想是什么呢？
Well, my dream was to attend Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
看来你小时候是有一个魔法梦啊，想去 Hogwarts 上学。
Exactly. I mean, who doesn't want to become a wizard after reading Harry Potter? And actually, I've been dreaming of this my whole life.
那意思就是说你的魔法梦还没有破灭是吗？
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my Hogwarts acceptance letter. 我还在等待我的霍格沃茨录取通知书呢。
感觉你这个梦有一点难实现哦。
So, what about you? I mean, what was your dream when you were a child?
Well, I wanted to become a detective when I was a child.
Like Sherlock Holmes?
是的，我小时候就特别喜欢看福尔摩斯的系列小说啊，特别着迷，特别想当一个侦探。
哎，其实我也很喜欢看。那说起侦探 ,detective, 就让我想到一个人。
Who are you talking about?
那就是华人第一神探李昌钰。
Alright, 那他到底有多神呢？ Let's find out in today's podcast.
那我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。
其实你刚刚说到神探李昌钰的名字啊，我觉得挺耳熟的诶。
你可能是看过他的节目，他之前作为嘉宾上过央视的挑战不可能，是不是看过？
对对，我好像看过这个，外界对他的评价好像特别高。
That's right, the Western media described Dr. Lee as the modern Sherlock Holmes, 就是当代福尔摩斯。
对，他好像还有另外一个美誉，叫做 the King of Crime Scene Reconstruction, 就是说他能够完美的复原犯罪现场。 Reconstruction 就是指的重建复原的意思。
对，The King of Crime Scene Reconstruction, 也就是说他是现场之王。
He is one of the world's foremost forensic scientists.
Foremost, 就是表示最重要的。那么 world's foremost, 就足以体现李昌钰博士他的学术地位。Forensic science, 就是刑事鉴识科学。It is also known as criminalistics, 刑事侦查学。
Right.It is the application of science to criminal and civil laws, many on the criminal side, during criminal investigation. 就是用科学手段进行刑事侦查。
对，那其实李昌钰刚到美国留学的时候，上世纪六七十年代，那我们刚刚说到的 forensic science, 刑事鉴识科学还是一个非常新的学科。
And at that time, it was pretty new. There was no such field as forensic science.
Yes, forensics traditionally included only fingerprinting, handwriting analysis, ballistics, and autopsy.
那刚刚的这个传统的刑事鉴赏科学，它只包括了 fingerprinting, 指纹采集, handwriting analysis, 笔迹分析, ballistic, 弹道学, autopsy, 就是肢体解剖。那现在这个学科是不是发展得更加全面了呢？
Yeah, nowadays, every branch of science had some influence for forensic science. 那科学各个分支学科呢，都会对刑事鉴识科学有一定的影响。
Branch 这个单词本意是树枝，也可以表分支。Branch of science 也就是指科学的分支。
Actually, the development of the field of forensic science parallels Lee's career.
Parallels.意思就是平行。那刚刚这里其实讲到就是这个学科的发展啊，离不开李昌钰对这个学科做出的贡献。
Yeah, we can see over the years, this field have made tremendous advances. And as forensics has flourished, Dr. Lee has been able to combine his skills in criminal investigation with his experience as a scientist.
是的，随着法庭科学的发展，李昌钰就很好地把他的刑事侦查的技能和他的科学知识结合在一起，我觉得这个就跟他的个人经历离不开了。
Right, Dr. Lee started his work with the Taipei Police Department, where he rose to the rank of the captain at age 22.
对，他从台湾的警官学校毕业之后呢，很快就变成了台湾省历史上最年轻的警长，这成为了他的神探之路的起点，对吧？
是的 ,He later emigrated to the United States with his wife in 1965. 那他来到美国之后呢，在兼职三份工作为生的情况下，他在两年半的时间修完了四年的大学课程。 包括法律啊、刑事啊、生物化学，还获得了纽约大学生物化学以及分子化学的这个硕士生化博士学位，就是变成了一名真正的科学家。
所以他还有一个称号叫做 Scientific Detective， 科学侦探。
是的，他说过这样一句话， I can use my scientific knowledge to apply to my police work. Unfortunately, most police officers lack scientific background, and a lot of good scientists who enter forensic field lack experience in criminal investigation.
对，大多数警察他们可能会缺乏科学素养，而很多好的在这个领域的科学家他们都缺乏刑事侦查的经验，而他是可以很好的把科学知识运用在侦查的工作当中。
Yeah, and his methods has brought him international renown in cases banned across the front pages of the world's newspapers. 那很多世界奇案都经过他手。
Yeah, the O.J. Simpson case and the John Kennedy assassination.
那比如说肯尼迪被杀案、水门事件、辛普森杀妻案等等，都是经过他调查处理过的。
Yeah, that's really impressive.
那李昌钰博士呢，在美国乃至全球都是一个非常令人尊敬的法庭科学家。但是在70年代的时候，因为美国社会比较封闭嘛，所以对有色人种的歧视还是在当时非常严重的。华人的处境呢，非常的艰难。那这种歧视也充斥在他的生活当中。
Yeah, people discouraged him. He initially was told that he was a good policeman, but would never become a scientist.And when he became a scientist, he says, I was told I was a good scientist and would never become a professor because I speak with a foreign accent.
对，当时别人就告诉他，因为你的中国口音，你永远都不可能成为一名教授。
But he became a professor at the University of New Haven after 3 years, and his accent has not put a crimp in his teaching and lecturing.
对，他的口音完全没有妨碍他成为一名教授。而且短短的3年之间呢，他就从助理教授成为了终身教授。
那我们刚刚这句话中有一个单词 crimp， 它的本意呢是卷曲、起皱的意思。Put a crimp in something 是一个固定搭配，就是表示妨碍、束缚。
嗯，那他作为华人能够在美国取得这么高的成就，也可以说是打破了天花板。
Right, he shattered the glass ceiling.
Glass ceiling 指就是那些无形的障碍，比如说种族还有性别等等。
Yeah, despite early difficulties, Dr. Lee persevered, working harder than everyone and maintaining high ethical standards.
是的，尽管处境很艰难，李昌钰面对挑战和不公的时候呢，都用自己的实力证明了一个中国人也能够在西方的世界占有一席之地。
那我们今天的节目呢就到这里，今天的笔记也都为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。